Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah, it's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brian and Kruman Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot, high up 52. Currently, it is 42. Clear skies at the Genesis School.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Frozen Yoga Day?
Ooh, that's almost ice cream.
Yeah, it's healthier ice cream.
Good enough for me. I'm with it.
With you when you're right.
What we got in TMG, D?
Ooh, we got a few things. Christopher Reeve, one half of the legendary hip-hop duo Kid and Play, he opens up about his recent health battles. Comedian Corey Holcomb said he's losing work after that video release of him putting his hands on a female comic. And last but not least, the conversation we couldn't get to yesterday, T.I. or Lil Wayne, who you taking in the versus battle?
We'll find out. Your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes, if that's any clue. We are hustling and shining on this weekend, baby. Can't wait to get it started on Kansas City's number one hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jazz.
Duh. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
How do you avoid being distracted from purposeful activity? Set your sights on an objective that is more compelling than any distraction. The momentary pleasure promised by a distraction can be highly enticing, yet you are capable of actions that will produce far more enduring richness. Before the thought of any particular distraction pops into your awareness, be prepared. Obliterate that distracting thought with your own vision of all you can achieve by staying focused. Distractions can appear inevitable and can feel like they're controlling you, but that's almost never the case. You are able to decide where your attention is pointed, so be diligent about pointing that attention toward what benefits your life and your world. Remind yourself how much of a difference your thoughts and actions can make, and resolve to use them purposefully. Richness and fulfillment come from focus and directed effort, regardless of what all those alluring distractions might seem to offer. Be clear about where you intend to go and make it impossible for anything to dissuade you away from your path. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
625, high of 50. Currently, it is 42. Clear skies at the Shops on Blue Parkway. Should you consult with your partner if you're going to make a drastic change to your hairstyle? Well, T.I. speaks on cutting his hair and if he consulted his wife, Tiny.
I did not. He didn't even consult with me.
No, why not?
What you mean?
That's not a conversation. Like, I'm about to cut my locks today.
I don't understand. Like, what? If she had to cut her hair.
I would have. I would have been like, babe, I'm thinking about cutting my hair. What you think?
What you think, babe?
Yeah, I mean, I'm my wife's consultant when it comes to hair. Mm-hmm. Does she listen to me all the time?
No!
Probably not.
That's up in the air.
Yeah.
I hope so.
But, I let her do what she need to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
She'll ask my preference, like, what do you like?
Like, which one? Yeah, you remember I had that bob back in 06?
Well, you know I want to. Short hair.
Hell no.
Back up.
What? What'd I do?
You was all up on that mic. Somebody in the car, like, whoa, B, my bad. I gotta turn you down.
I was just I was just thinking about somebody special. That's all.
Oh, that's so sweet. Valentine's Day around the corner.
Shut up,
look
Brian.
At you in your lovey-dovey mode. Mm. Love to see that on you.
Mm.
Switching gears, speaking about R&B, singer Ella Mai, she just dropped an album on today. It's called Do You Still Love Me? And during this interview, she celebrates the current state of R&B, but also reflects on one of the questions she received the most that she's sick of.
Oh, do you think R&B is dead? Dude, like, I was right. So over that question. Like, I don't think we will ever get 90s R&B back because we're not in the 90s, you know what I mean? Like, but we can appreciate that for what it was and how monumental and how much it shaped most of our lives. But I'm excited for R&B too. I'm excited for rap. I'm excited for all music.
Yeah. We're in the 90s. Oh, no. We're in the 90s.
Yeah.
But, that's because all these simpletons got a mic now. And y'all be asking these... earmuffs, y'all be asking these dumbass questions, these old simpleton ass questions. Hip hop is R&B dead? Why don't you rearrange your question? Like,
yeah, find a different way.
Like,
who's somebody that reminds you of the 90s in this, or, you know, if you want
to, or something like, what do you think you can bring to what R&B is missing right now? Or like
if it's missing
everybody,
something right now,
right? If it's missing something, right. Everybody don't deserve to have a mic. And everybody with these old simpleton podcasts asking you simpleton questions, having the same conversations, people getting tired of that.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just saying, leave it to the professionals. Hustle and shine in the morning. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we'll get you right. But make sure you check out Ella Mai's album. Just dropped. It's called Do You Still Love Me?
It's in my email.
Yeah, I need to check it out for sure. I haven't listened to it yet, but I've been a fan of Ella Mai. She's produced
and it's
a J. lot
Cole.
Of good music.
I might delete that.
Yikes. Might delete.
Hey, yo, what up? It's me, your boy Jay White. Did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103.10.
The Unified Government Commissioners took a vote last night on the Starbond District, whose centerpiece will be a $3 billion dome stadium for our Kansas City Chiefs. And, yeah, of course, the vote was 7-3 in favor of the Starbonds District. And here were some of the voices of the community in KCK.
Glad the Chiefs are coming to Wyandotte County. We're excited for a new stadium, global jobs, global events, jobs, and economic growth. We are not anti-stadium. We are pro-community. But we are here because we know from experience that big projects don't automatically reach every neighborhood.
I think we're intended to improve the quality of life of the county. It's hard to believe that some of the things that they've already used them for help our quality of life here. I don't think this is a good project to invest in. I think that the money can be better spent somewhere else. I think it was a bad idea to start with.
Well, the stadium will be built on a largely vacant lot on 126 and State Ave, deep in KCK. So, yeah, they're thinking about taxes, infrastructure, and
all the things.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll see what... If it's a prosperous deal for our cousins in KCK.
Yeah. Shout out to our cousins in KCK, Wyandotte. That's still a big win to just be like, okay, the Chiefs over here. Mm-hmm. So tip my hat to you, cousins.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103.10.
D, talk to Mayor Lucas about this situation on Monday with the budgetary shortfall, air quotes, that KCPD is going through. Well, after Chief of Police Stacey Grave, she recently sent an email, an internal email, to her employees about cutting down on overtime due to budget issues. There was a 2-hour city council discussion yesterday that zeroed in on what's causing the budgetary imbalance, air quotes. Graves, along with Major Josh Heinen from the Fiscal Department, explain that the issues are too much overtime, staffing issues, and the amount of KCPD is paying to settle lawsuits. However, the biggest strain on the budget is, of course, those lawsuit settlements, D.
I value those conversations with City Council and them being kept apprised. There in no way was that internal email to 1,600 employees meant in any way to take anyone off guard. That was just me as a leader, purely as the leader of the organization, trying to cut back on expenses.
Yeah, police department's going to have to figure out how they do a better job on the front end and on the back end, how they do a better job of forecasting settlement amounts so that it's not a surprise at the end of the year.
So, D, I guess these emails were leaked. Somehow.
That's what I was going to ask is, how do we know they sent an internal email? Who was up on the inside that's sending this information?
And, you know, back to the settlements, KCPD has paid out nearly $11 million in settlements, including that $900,000 settlement I talked to Mayor Lucas on Monday about. So they've also paid out $21 million in total in lawsuit settlements. So that was just for 2025. Mm-hmm. And that was $2.5 million over the current budget that was set in 2025.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
So, and you know, one officer has been heavily scrutinized for the use of excessive force, Blaine Newton. So,
and this is a point where when you realize that there is an officer that's a liability, you should cut him or her.
And there obviously is some culture. There are some culture issues with some folks in KCPD. I ain't saying all of them, but it is, you know, you got a few bad apples that could spoil the bunch.
Yep.
So, proof is right there, though. We're not making none of this up. We're not. We're just reporting what this is saying.
Wanda, stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
Good morning and shout out to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app or listen traditionally on your radio while you're riding out in Kansas City, getting to where you need to get to. We thank you so much for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin. Because we know, we realize, you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time. Big love to the cousins on that Hustle and Shine text line coming through. Shout out to, we got first, shout out to the Dream Team balling out at Staley tonight. That was sent over from Gigi. Happy birthday to Richard Hughes and Leavenworth. Big love to Stacey Davis, Rich Harris, Marcus Hearn, Carmen Nard, the Sparkman family, Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. We also got a shout out to Kiera, bus driver Carmen from USD 500. Big love to Miss Scott in the front office at Rosedale Middle School, who always has a smile on her face and laughter in her spirit. Every time people walk through the doors, you put a smile on their face. And shout out to Polly Harrington. She said, thanks for everything you do for our youth. And last but not least, we got a few of our cousins that hit us and said, thank you so much for the tickets for the concert last night, Boyz II Men, Toni Braxton. Shout out to Lachey Shepherd. She was there. Anastasia Jackson. And then another one of our cousins said, big shout out to KPRS for sending them to the awesome concert last night. So it's good to hear that our cousins had some fun out there.
Yeah, man. Appreciate y'all. D, before we dip out, we got to send thoughts and prayers to the friends and family of MC Richardson, the founder of United Minority Media Association, Inc. He's a close friend and associate of Carter Broadcast Group. He passed away recently. So we're sending love and prayers to the family and friends of MC Richardson.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
725 on your time. It's a high of 51. Currently, it is 45. Sunny skies in the Power and Light District. Rapper T.I. had a recent conversation about if he did a versus battle and who he could take on.
I'ma just cover it all. Can't nobody with me, but I'm on a positive, you know what I mean? I'm on my positive.
That would be phenomenal.
I would love to do a versus with Wayne. I think they say him and Hov finna do it.
Now, you and I had this conversation. Well, we really haven't had a full conversation.
What's
but
up?
I asked you your opinion. So
what's up?
I know T.I. is
what's
your
up?
GOAT. You won't listen to his new music.
He's my second favorite of all time now.
Oh, now he's the second. Okay, this is interesting.
It's been like this for like 2 years now. So.
Oh, a little backtrack. I don't know. I'm trying to keep up. You know, of course, I think Wayne has, I mean, the longevity of his career. But please, let me know your thoughts on this.
Please. What is Lil Wayne going to do when T.I. whip out 24s ASAP? Let's get away.
We can easily drop a milli for
Top
anything.
Don't nobody want to hear that. Rubber band
Who
man.
Who is nobody?
You don't know me. I hate bring them out, but bring them out. Why you want to? Man, what are we talking about?
I can put Lil Wayne's mixtapes up against.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can put his mixtapes, him covering other people's songs.
No, you can't.
But if you want to talk his, I mean, of course, we got 6 foot, 7 foot, a milli. And 6 foot,
Trash.
7 foot, even isn't a top 10 song for what I would pick. But these are songs that you got to consider. Mrs. Officer, Go
no,
DJ, Fireman, How
got
to
some,
Love, Lollipop.
Don't nobody want to hear How to Love?
These
don't
are
nobody want to hear that?
But these does T.I. have that, though?
Oh, my God.
He got some better. He got some better.
You
got
to think.
He wouldn't even whip that out.
Club anthems, radio hits, emotional records, mixtape classics.
Nobody.
T.I. doesn't have all of that, and that's
most,
okay.
Most
we
people,
love Tip here.
Most people don't know about the mixtapes. It's only a few. That's only a few cool people that know about the mixtapes.
That's cap.
Go out and ask most of the kids. The soccer moms in Overland Park know about Lil Wayne mixtapes.
And no, they know about T.I. They know about T.I.
Absolutely, they do.
Okay.
Hey. Of course. That was crazy.
This guy, text us right now, 816-900-4103. Let us know. T.I.
Don't
Lil
nobody
want
to hear How to Love, man. Don't nobody want to hear that mumble
it's
rap.
It's about who has the biggest and the best hits.
T.I.
That's
does.
What it's about. 20 Thank songs.
You're and Wayne has 40. You're YMBNC, so nobody who? Wants to hear you.
Wait, say it again.
YMBNC.
One of our cousins texted. Yeah, MSNBC. Stacey Davis texted us and said, Lil Wayne with two fire emojis.
So?
Does T.I. have what's T.I.'s fan base name?
You don't need one.
No, I'm just saying.
It's Grand Hustles. PSC.
Grand Hustles. So where the Grand Hustles at? Come on, Grand Hustles. Come through. Other news. Comedian Corey Holcomb is sounding like he's a little bit pissed off at TMZ, saying that they ruined his life.
By the way, thank you, TMZ. I lost another gig today. Y'all got me good. I'm losing gigs. People are saying, Corey, the optics of that video. Yeah. Y'all got me good, TMZ. I'm about to be out here on welfare.
I'm confused. Did TMZ make him hit her?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, well, you know what? Him as a celebrity. Them. He's been a celebrity for a better part of, like, almost 20 years now. Mm-hmm. Like, he know that.
I never found him funny, by the way.
Okay, that's another subject.
He's not my cup of tea. I'm not saying I'm sure he's other people's cup of tea, but not for me. As a black woman, I ain't really got nothing.
I understand that for real. Knowing his comedy,
yeah, that's
what
I'm saying. Certain things I think appeal for different people, and that's okay. But you mushed the girl and punched her in the face.
And you should know you being recorded at all times. Y'all don't know this by now, especially people born after 2000. You're recorded at all times, doing whatever. So if you stealing, if you digging up your nose, if you running up on somebody, it's being recorded. How do you not know this by now?
Facts. I'm with you, you're right.
It's the Truman Show, D.
Yeah. Following up on our conversation before we get up out of here, we got about six yays for Wayne and three yays for T.I. according to the Hustle and Shine text line. So, and then somebody said they Googled it. They sent a screenshot and it says Lil Wayne has significantly more hits than T.I.
So I don't care what Google say. What that mean?
Busy bit man, 816 day. We on Hustle and Shine.
Kansas City Public Schools is asking for the community and their assistance to rename its new early childhood program with submissions open until February 16th. The early childhood program at 35th and Park is relocating to the King Empowerment Center. That's a new school they're building right there on 41st in Indiana, with construction set to be completed by winter of 27. So this project is designed to enhance the educational environment for young learners in our area, aiming to reflect the mission and values of the school district.
What's up? I love that.
I know a lot of people have, some thoughts about this, including community activist Mr. Pat Clark. Shout out to him for always holding us down in KC. We'll see where this goes next week, D.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear about it.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Mark Smart Barber from the 816. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
Big game, Super Bowl Sunday. This weekend, and it's different this year, y'all. Ooh, I know.
Whoop-de-doo.
That's how you really feel.
Yeah, let's get this over with.
I saw somebody post something yesterday, Deanna. It was like they posted a memory of them being at the Chiefs parade 6 years ago or something. It was like crazy. I'm up here drunk, was celebrating celebrating the win, celebrating the Super Bowl, and now I don't even watch the games.
Life comes at you quick.
I said, what?
That's what we call it. It's no fun when the rabbit has the gun.
That's crazy.
You're a monster.
Don't nobody want to watch this?
Wow.
You like football, so that makes sense for you. But I don't, we don't, and that's loyalty too. Like, if your team not in it, you not in it. I think it's nothing wrong with it. Cause like, all right, I ain't got nothing to see here. We seeing Stephon Diggs and Cardi B every single night. Like, we getting a taste of our own medicine. We seeing what Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift felt like to the world.
Well, while some people will be getting up and get some snacks during the halftime show, I feel like it's our responsibility to catch our cousins up on Bad Bunny and who he really is. So we're just gonna play three random songs and see if if we can get familiar with a little Bad Bunny. Bum, Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, groovy. Yeah.
This was called MIA. Or is it Mia? Might be Mia.
CC. Yeah.
Of course, Drake is on this.
Nope. Global superstar.
Look at you, Jeff. You get jiggy with this dick at halftime.
We ain't got no choice.
We ain't got no choice.
Yeah. That's when you gotta make your own version. You gotta add a little ba 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 ba
ba. Okay,
oh,
yeah.
It's Mia. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, it's Mia. I played that before though.
Okay. Oh, all right. Yeah, oh.
Let's go to another song and catch us up. This was called TT Me Pregunta. Or Pregunto. TT Me Pregunto.
You doing good.
Hey, Titi me preguntó si tengo muchas novias.
Oh, hey, I like, okay, I got a little paso.
Yeah. Hoy tengo a una, mañana otra. Hey. Pero no hay boda. Titi me preguntó si tengo muchas novias.
I don't know if he's cussing or not, because it's Spanish.
Muchas novias. Hoy tengo a una, mañana otra.
That's how you evade the rules.
I'm assuming
it's clean. Me la voy a llevar a toda con VIP, un VIP. Hey, saluden a Titi, vamos a tirarnos un selfie.
I've never heard that, but I like that. Got a little bounce to it.
Okay. All right, last one. We need to catch our cousins up on the halftime show. This was called DTMF. That can mean a plethora of things.
Yeah. I like this. Ooh, it's swaggy.
Okay. Hey. Really?
That's how I'm going to be watching the game.
Where's your sombrero?
It's in the car.
Oh. What would you mix this with?
Some Beat King.
Twerk some. Twerk some. Twerk some. Okay, you like that one?
Yeah, I like this.
I like that one too. So you look, cousins, you can get jiggy at the Super Bowl halftime show coming up this weekend.
I'm going to say this too. I predict that Cardi B is going to come out during his performance. And they have a song called I Like It. That was a good song. I don't think it really did anything crazy on our side, but I think...
Jay White did? Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
It went up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think she's going to come out and perform. So I think that's just part of the plan.
Well, we'll see you Sunday. Don't forget to save Hustle and Shine some of them snacks. I know Velveeta and Rotel, they going up this weekend in Kansas City.
Wish I had some stocks in it.
It's your boy, Funny Marco, a.k.a. Marco, and I'm hustling, shining in the morning. Make sure y'all tap in. Let's get it.
D, it's at the booth.
Oh, it's that time, huh?
Come on.
See, only if I had a little lighter to flicker it. I'm trying to get my Lil Wayne bag real quick. It's almost, well, it is the weekend, cousin. We got a full-on itinerary for you. Let's tap in.
Come on, come on.
Get up and get out. It's a Friday. Check or deposit. You just got paid. Hustle shine in the morning always.
Uh-huh.
Have a good weekend. We'll talk Monday.
Yeah. Ain't much going on, though, D.
Yeah,
for real. Except tonight.
Yeah, but before tonight, the Soul Food Tour, of course, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yeah.
At KC Fry Bros. That'll be going down, so make sure you pull up and get your meal deal.
And then
tonight, me and the big homie Brian B. Shining, we will be side by side spinning at Aura 10 p.m. Aquarius season. Look, we've only DJed together once.
Shut up, Brian.
This is the second time, and we never did an atmosphere like this, so I am excited, B.
Me too. The screens up there at Aura, boy. I ain't DJed in Aura since...
How long has it been? So this is the return of B. Shining.
It is. Like, I want to say my late 20s.
Shut
really?
Up, Brian.
Like 2013, 2014.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Stu Money. You up there? I need to get a little bit of that tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And big shout out to Get It as well. So, yeah,
pull up
on us
Get It
tonight.
Appreciate you, man. We go back to Empire Room, dog.
Yeah, classic. A real throwback. Yeah. Then on tomorrow, I heard it's first Saturdays at Keystone. It's a free event.
Duh.
Shout out to Quez, 18th Divine Arts Festival. It's an artist vendor market. So, make sure you stop by. I might stop by, too. Just check out some of the art and maybe purchase a couple pieces.
Then on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, after you go to church, by the way. Go to church.
Please.
Then
pay your tithes and offering before you pay that bartender.
D, who you putting your money on? What your parlay is looking like?
Remind me, it's the Seahawks and the Patriots, right? I think that it's an obvious win that the Patriots are going to have just because of everything that's been going
really?
On.
Really? Okay.
You know, I'm not saying it's scripted. I'm just saying that's what I think it's going to go towards.
I'm going with the Patriots, too. I think they're going to win. Although my brain says Seahawks, my heart says Patriots.
Really?
So, yeah, we'll see what it do.
Who got more of our people on the team?
Oh, God.
That's normally what I don't know.
I know one former chief of the Seahawks is Jaron Reed. Okay. Patriots, I don't know if they got any former chief. Mike Vrabel, the coach, he used to play with the Chiefs.
That's what I meant.
Oh,
the cousins on the Facebook screen know what I'm talking about. But okay,
you
good might, to know.
You probably, I don't know. It's kind of even, to be
okay,
honest.
Okay, then a win is a win.
Yeah, it is. Whatever you do this weekend, me and D got one piece of advice for you.
Don't be an idiot.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:24 on your time. It's a high of 51. Currently, it is 46. Sunny skies at the T-Mobile Center. Christopher Reed, one half of the legendary hip-hop duo Kid and Play, is opening up about the health battle he recently endured.
Maybe over the last year or so, just started to feel a little bit more fatigued than before. And then when you feel like that shortness of breath, sleeping a lot more than normal. And I think sometimes you kind of just chalk it up to, you know, I'm getting older. You know, the road is harsh. You know, doing the old kick step, you know what I mean?
So he also shared with ABC News that he underwent a heart transplant after being diagnosed with congestive heart failure, and now it seems like he's recovering from that battle.
Scary, man. I know he's probably in his late 50s, maybe early 60s now. Mm-hmm. So, black men, we really should start probably, you know, it should be a lifelong thing to make sure you check up on your health. We're notoriously known for not doing that.
Yeah. We got, I hate that. It's I like hate we, that piece.
Well, it's like, because it's like we got so much going on sometimes. I know it's a lame duck excuse, mm-hmm. but it's the reality for a lot of people. It's I like understand. It just gets lost in the shuffle with life.
Yeah.
And so, you know, yeah. and then being just a black man in general in this country mm-hmm. ain't healthy for you at all. you know,
yeah.
so.
Yeah, please go take
I'm your, talking to myself, too.
Yeah, go to your doctor's appointments. I get it. Nobody wants to make these appointments. Nobody wants to do these things. But my thought process is always you can catch it early. But when you catch things too late, that's a whole nother conversation. So do your due diligence and make sure that you are here for a very long, long time. Another news, Alabama lawmakers are pushing a new bill that could land parents in serious trouble if children smell like marijuana, even if the kids were not the ones smoking.
Now, the bill would
ban anyone from smoking or vaping marijuana in a car when a child is inside, which you shouldn't be doing anyways, but hey. Under the law, a child is anyone under 19 years of age. If police believe a child smells like marijuana, parents could be reported and charged. That charge could be a Class A misdemeanor.
Now, how many times have you been at a school or a function with some kids and you get the little walk-by?
It's a basketball game and y'all walking by. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, like, and then, look, sometimes, I ain't gonna say all the time, mm-hmm. but sometimes it's either a big cousin, a big brother, or sometimes it's the parents doing that around the babies, around the kids.
Or it's them.
Like, nobody ain't telling you you can't smoke your weed, but damn it, not in front of the kids, dog. Yes.
Weed!
Lay off the weed, period.
Stay off the weed!
I don't like agreeing with Stephen A. Smith, but here we go.
It's not around the kids, dog. Have some discipline about yourself,
man. Have some decorum.
Stay off the weed.
That's the morning gossip on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Major shout out to my sister, Nurse Niche, holding it down. As always, appreciate you being in the town. Love you. And then also, Aquarius season. We got some birthday shout outs for you. That's my jam on deck.
Mr. Eric Weston, I appreciate you tapping in, man.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aquarius season. Happy birthday to those inventive, compassionate, and humorous Aquarius.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Send it over a happy birthday to singer-songwriter, producer, and actress. Happy B-Day to Tinashe. Sending a birthday shout-out to comedian, actor, and internet personality, Ricky Thompson. Sending over a major happy birthday to rapper and singer, The Lady of Rage. Happy Happy birthday to songwriter and R&B singer, being one of Clyde Davis's first artists. Happy B-Day to Jimmy Cozier. A big happy birthday to director, writer, comedian, and actor. You remember him from The Five Heartbeats and Meteor Man. Happy birthday to Robert Townsend. And last but not least, a happy heavenly birthday to Jamaican singer-songwriter who became an international musician. Happy heavenly birthday to Bob Marley.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Sending birthday love to Tay Trice, Alex Norbosch, and Sonny Carney. Happy birthday, Chanel Matthews, Ronald Johnson, and PJ Peters. Happy birthday, Ashay Bryant, David Brandon Summerlee, and Barissa Rodriguez. Happy birthday, Lachey Raven, Timothy Sonnier, and Dorian J. Clark. Plus, sending birthday love to J-Way, Sarah Blank, Aviana the Ace, and everybody else born on February 6th. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Affirmation
stuff
is real.
She ready.
You know, yo, yeah.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Danny.
Hey, cousin. What you doing on this Friday?
I'm getting ready for work, unfortunately, but I can't complain.
It sounds like your check engine is off. Am I right?
That's right.
All right. So what flavor of air freshener you got?
Black Hot.
Black eyes.
Got to.
It's Black History Month. Right on.
That's right.
Hello.
All right, cousin. Look, we got a chance to get your day qualified to the ultimate Valentine's Day experience. You already had good energy when you got on the call. All you got to do is finish these lyrics with that same energy and your name will be qualified.
Yeah.
I mean, my affirmations are for real. You the one. Ain't nobody. We the.
Hype me up.
Uh-huh.
Hype me up.
Come on, cousin.
Hype me up.
Uh-huh.
I'll hype you up.
Yeah!
You talk about the affirmations of a real. That's how you sounded when you got on that phone call. We heard you. All right, you kept that same energy from the beginning to the end. We appreciate you. And now your name is qualified in to win a luxury night stay on the Country Club Plaza, dinner and breakfast for two, designer fragrances, flying chocolates, and roses. Yeah. If you get that ultimate Valentine's Day experience, you got somebody you going to enjoy it with?
I don't know. I can't say that out
loud. Hey. We peeping game.
Who going to be taking that walk of shame with you after y'all go get some breakfast, that intercontinental breakfast, huh?
Hey, let them know.
All right, cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Brian B. and Miss Hustle, of course, on 103.
I love it.
That's Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Period.